wrestlers will get their season started on Saturday. They'll be at the Hoxie Invitational, so they'll be headed back up there for the first time in a few years after a little run there at Pratt's here. So we'll get started here with one of the seniors on the team, and he's actually going to be dropping down a weight class from last year to this year, and he's gotten kind of skinny there. Oh, Jeffrey Nix joining us here. How you doing this evening?
Pretty good, Adam. How about yourself?
Doing all right. Thank you here. I know last year, of course, you had you were at 195, one match away from making it to state. As you head to the practice room here this year, getting ready to wrestle 182, did have the season end for you? Maybe add a little fuel here to motivation to get going here this year?
Oh, yeah, a lot. After I lost that match, I was like, all right, next year is the year for sure. I want to work my tail off and just get there.
And I know you made it down to you're going to be wrestling at 182. Do you feel like that maybe what you maybe learned from maybe 195 to 182, is that going to help you out a little bit there, you think?
I hope so.
Yeah, right. How's practice been here these first couple weeks?
Pretty good. Everyone's having fun. Everyone's working their butts off. Not too much horseplay. Couple laughs here and now then, but everyone's working really hard, and everyone's really excited for Saturday.
And you're one of the veterans on a pretty young team here, and what's that like being one of the few seniors in the room there?
It's pretty hard because all the freshmen are nervous, and we just got to keep them encouraged and keep them going and get them prepared for the tournaments.
Yeah, you know, you were in that boat a few years ago, and what advice do you give them to as they prepare for their first high school tournament?
Just work hard and don't get pinned.
Don't get pinned. That's good. What's as wrestling 182? You can be at Hoxie on Saturday, and I know there's going to be right at eight teams there this year. So what kind of goals do you have for this year?
Work on my shot a lot. I want to hit my shot a lot and work on my offense and try not to get pinned.
And deliver a few pins.
Yeah.
All right.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's good. And, you know, I think it should be a pretty fun season. And I know with everything that's going on, to know last Tuesday, that you were going to have a full season. And I know you had to be pretty excited about that.
Yeah, I was really hoping they wouldn't have pushed it back till January. So when they gave us the news, I was pretty excited and ready to go.
Well, it should be a fun one here this year. And once again, senior Jeffrey Nix joining us here. And thanks again, as always, here, Jeffrey. And, yeah, put the hammer down, and good luck to you this year. Jeffrey Nix joining us here from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. Now we're talking here with third-year head coach Aaron Dirks here. And I can't believe it is. It's year three. It goes fast, but it means things are going good, right?
Yeah, it is good.
Well, you have a little bit of a younger team here this year, probably your youngest team here in your tenure here so far, but what have you seen so far here through these first couple weeks of practice?
It's been good stuff. You know, it is a different room than it was last year when you graduated a senior class like that. With all of their experience combined, you do have to coach a little bit differently. You know, we've spent a little more time explaining some of the things that maybe were a given in the past, and which is good for the older guys to hear too. So, you know, it absolutely is a different feel and it's a different room, but so far they've brought what they needed to bring every day, and they've worked hard. I've been impressed with the work ethic, and you know, that's what it takes. The young guys, you know, when you have, you know, seven freshmen and, you know, a lot of underclassmen, only three seniors, you know, the biggest thing is confidence for them. And they got to find that confidence and figure out what works for them. And the only way to do that is to wrestle. And so we've been trying to do a lot of that.
Yeah, with a lot of new faces, some underclassmen, but also some kids that are trying to push for the JV. You know, you have some newcomers stepping up on the varsity, freshmen, sophomore, even some juniors there on Saturday as you go to Hoxie. What would you like to see from them?
Well, as far as the younger kids, I'd love to see them just be confident and step out and know that they are as good as anybody else. You know, that's really what we got to believe, and because if you don't believe it, it's not going to happen. You know, for some of those other guys, you know, maybe some of the sophomores last year, just taking that next step, you know, where they were an underclassman and now they're a junior and now they're a senior and now they start to kind of impose their will on that weight class. And that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for, you know, the older guys with experience. I'm looking for them to be dominant, and I'm looking for the younger guys to start to figure some things out and watch it kind of click. So.
I mean, you mentioned about your senior class that you did graduate, but how big is it that you do have some returning state qualifiers and even including a state placer from a year ago? How big is that for the development of the program for the young ones?
Yeah, we've always relied on that. You know, it's a big thing to get to the state tournament, especially when you're young, and then you can come back and share that experience and knowledge and everything with the other guys.
It's Coach Aaron Dirks joining us here this evening from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. As you go up to Hoxie there on Saturday, it's been a few years since Scott City's been up to Hoxie for that tournament there. And I think that's going to be a pretty good early season tournament for you guys to get going. Of course, Hoxie, state runner-up in 3-2-1 a year ago, and they returned a pretty good chunk of their wrestlers back. And you have some pretty good teams. I think Rock Creek has always been on that fringe of 3A and 4A, and that'll be nice to see them if you happen to be in the same regional again this year.
Yeah, I mean, Hoxie's going to be tough. They were obviously tough last year, and it was our only dual loss last year. They are always just hard-nosed and tough, and we're going to have to be really, really ready when we step out on the mat there. So, yeah, we're looking forward to it. We loved going to the Pratt tournament, but when Keisha changed the weigh-in rule, it just didn't become an option anymore for us.
Now, yeah, that weigh-in rule, do you think it's going to go a little bit more smoother here, second year in a row of that?
Yeah, I mean, everybody is going to understand, you know, what to expect now, so it'll just become common. But
now, do you think that it's going to be a pretty big difference on Saturday without the fans there, or will you think maybe you'll even notice?
Yeah, I think you're going to notice. I don't know. That's not really a question, I guess, that I have an answer to, because I've never seen a wrestling tournament without fans. But that being said, you just got to know what you're there to do, and you're there to compete, and whether there's somebody yelling for you or not, you got to go take care of business.
Well, here we are, and we're very fortunate to be able to get going here this weekend, and I know your JVers are also kind of changing things up. You guys are going to be headed to Goodland there, and that'll be a good early season experience for them as well.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a really good JV tournament, and for those young kids, and they're going to see what wrestling's all about.
All right, it is Head Coach Aaron Dirks joining us here this evening from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. Wrestlers at Hoxie on Saturday to start things up, and that starts at 10 or
yes.
Right. Okay, good. Thanks again, Coach, and good luck to you guys.
Hey, thanks.